I don't know why people get this strange idea that the faith was given to the preachers and to the theologians to protect. Where do you find that in Scripture? In fact, this very verse teaches the opposite of that. But isn't that the mentality of many Christians? We come. We fully entrust ourselves to the speaker. We believe that it's the academicians who are in charge of protecting the faith, when Scripture clearly says that these admonitions were written to you. By the way, you're a theologian, you know that? Of sorts. You are an apologist. You are an evangelist. You may not see yourself as those things. You may not be those things in practice, but you are. Obviously, nothing could be further from the truth that preachers and theologians are the ones entrusted to protect. Listen, this is what happens. The church strays when they do that. When we entrust the interpretation of Scripture to somebody else exclusively, hey, what happened? Well, something led to the Protestant Reformation, right? We become blind sheep. Blindly following. That's not what Scripture says. How do you even know I'm telling you the truth this morning? Are you just trusting me because I look like I could teach you something? How do you know that what I am telling you is consistent unless you yourself are a practicing theologian, an apologist, an evangelist, and student of the Word of God? Be the kind of follower of Christ that goes back and compares the instruction to the Word. Be a Berean. Let me tell you something. Our silence as Christians is one of the best advantages the enemy has. We've armed him to the hilt when we keep silent. Silence will do more to advance the cause of the enemy than anything else. But we succumb. We surrender. If there was ever a time when Christians ought to stand up and speak the truth in love, it is today. But no, we're buckling under the pressure of political correctness. We're buckling under the pressure of all these things. And in our silence, Satan is sweeping the land.